Es Chazar Zeichen Nishabak Chesra Shagam Vayim Yehudim Sechtes Kitten Daf Hey. Frag the Gemara, Shmuel once asked Rav Huna whether in a case where there are two shluchim who bring the get, they both have to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Rav Huna answered that they do not have to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta because they can simply be believed by saying she was divorced in front of us. According to Rav, it makes sense. B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta doesn't have to be said. However, according to Rabbah, there should still be a concern that it was not written Lishma and we should require them to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. And from the case is talking about a period of time after which all people have already learned it in the halachas of Lishma. If so, even a single shliach should not need to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Then I said we may make the single witness do so, a single shliach do so, as Exera in a kivur case when people maybe become again unfamiliar with the halachas of Lishma. Why doesn't this clear apply in the case where we have two shluchim? Where I said the case of having two shluchim is very uncommon, and the rabbanon were not geyser in an uncommon case. For example, the rabbanon are geyser require a woman who's a shliach say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, even though the case of a woman being a shliach is uncommon. Where I said they did so as not to differentiate between one type of shliach and another. If so, when the husband himself brings a get, he should have to say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, so as not to differentiate between one type of shliach and another. And yet the Mishnah says he does not have to say. Where I said the whole purpose of saying b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta is to prevent the husband from coming later and claiming that the get was possible. When he himself brings the get, we don't have that concern. That's why there's no need for him to say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. Frek Nemar Brayza says if a get is brought from chutz la'aretz and b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta is not said, it's still valid b'diyeved by confirmation of the signatures of the witnesses. The Brayza explains this is because b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta witnesses do it as a kula for her, not a chumra. Now this makes sense according to Rava. Problematic according to Rabba. Mara says this is also referring to a period after which time the people were already well versed in the halachas of Lishma, so you don't have that concern. Vek, Mara, we said that we have to be concerned for the possibility that people once again forget the halachas of Lishma. Mara said the case is discussing with a woman remarried to a second husband on the basis of the get. In that case, the Rabbanu were not going to make the get possible for the possibility that people will again forget the halachas of Lishma because she was already married. Vek, Mara, if that's the reason they did not make the get possible, the Braisa should not say the reason is because B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta was acting as a kula, not as a chumra. The Braisa should say that, but the Yevet, it's valid because she has already been remarried. And furthermore, the Braisa means to say, if you will think that we should be machmer even in a case when she was remarried, you should know that we will not be machmer because the whole enactment of B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta was to be mekel, not to be machmer. The reason for B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta is to prevent the husband from coming and saying the get is possible. In this case, that the husband has the husband has not come and been ma'ir, and therefore we will not make the get puzzle as a concern that maybe he's going to come. Zakmar, the machlok between Rabba and Rava is also machlok between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulam and Levi, because one of them says the reason for Nechta V'nechtam is because people are not familiar with Halachas Lishma. The other says it's due to concern they will not find witnesses to confirm the signatures. Mar said we can prove that to Rabbi Shulam and Levi, who says the reason is based on Lishma requirement, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba once came to him with a get and asked whether he has to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Yeshua responded to him that it need not be said because it was enacted at a time when people were unlearned in the halachas of the Shema, but today people are familiar and therefore there's no reason for B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Fact, but we previously said that Rabba must hold of Rava's reason as well, so how could Rabbi Yeshua not require him to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta? Also, we have said that even when people are learned, Rabba would require B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta to be said as a gzeir for a time when people become unlearned again. And Mar Shimon Bar Abba had someone else who brought the get along with him, and therefore the only reason to say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta was a concern of unlearned people. Although we are going to for a time when there may be people come unlearned again, we have said that the case of two people bringing a get is uncommon. The Rabbanu were not geyser in the case of Lo Shchicha. The reason why the story only mentioned Rav Shimon Bar Abba, even though there was someone else with him, it was out of respect for Rav Shimon Abba. But in truth, at Echanami, there was someone else that was there. Zok Gemara Vaitis Machalei between Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina with regard to how many people must be present when the shliach gives the get to the woman. One says he has to give it over in front of two people. The other says he has to give it over in front of three people. We can prove that Rav Yochanan is the one who requires two, because Ravin by Rav Chista brought a get to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochanan told him that he should give it to a woman in front of two people and just say B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Maybe we can say Mechalakis as follows. The one who says you have to give it in front of two people holds B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta is for the purposes of Halachas Lishma. Therefore, two people are sufficient to serve as witnesses that it was written Lishma. The one who says three is because B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta is in place of confirming the signatures, and therefore it has to be done in front of three, which constitutes a bezin, just like any other confirmation of witnesses. Mar says this can't be, because we said above that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Rabba, which would mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rava. But here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it has to be given over in front of two people, which would, according to this explanation, means that he says the reason for B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta is like Rabba, that's for Lishma. Also, we already said that even Rabba holds the reason of Rava as well. So the Mar explains that really everyone holds that the reason for B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta is to act as a confirmation of signatures. Machloikas is whether the shliach can serve as a witness, and then whether a witness can serve as a judge. The one who holds it must be given in front of two people holds that a shliach is nasa aid and aid nasa dayan, and therefore there are actually three people. The one who holds that it has to be given in front of three people besides the shliach could hold that a shliach can the shliach nasa aid, but ain't aid nasa Asa Dayan, and therefore he needs three separate people to serve as the Bezin. In fact, we pass from that when dealing in the Rabbanah matters, a witness can serve as a judge, so why over here not? When we said Machlekes is as follows: since a woman may act as a Shliach for a get, people may consider her as a judge as well, and that is certainly not valid. To prevent this, they said that a Shliach may never act as a judge. The view that holds that a Shliach may act as a judge holds that people will not err and say that a woman can act as a judge. There's a brayse that is approved to Rabbi Yechon. The brayse says if a woman is given a get without the shliach having said before nechtam v'nechtam, she remarried based on that get. Our mayor says that she has to get divorced, and any child born from her second husband is a mamzer. The chum says the child is not a mamzer. Rather, the shliach should take the get back from her and give it to her again in front of two people and say before nechtam v'nechtam. Why would Rabbi Meir affect the mayor? Why would Rabbi Meir say that the failure to say before nechtam v'nechtam makes the children into mamzer? After the mark, because this is based on a statement elsewhere where Rav Nuna in the name of Ula said that whoever deviates from the exact formulation enacted by the rabbanon for getting must be divorced if she's remarried, and any child she has from a second marriage is a mamzer. Berhedia Zakhtamara wanted to bring a get from Chutz L'Aretz to Israel and asked Rav Achi what process he has to follow to do so. He told Berhedia that he must be present as each and every letter of the get is written. He then went to Rami Rasi, who told him that he doesn't have to do that, and even more, he should not do that, because doing so would make people say that other getin where the shliach was not present during the entire writing of every letter, people will say that must be possible. Mar says a Rabbi Bar Bar Chana brought a get to Eretz Yisrael, and only half the get had been written in his presence. Rabbi Lazar told him, even if only one line of the get was written lishma in your presence, it would not be necessary to witness anything further being written lishma. Rav Ashi said, even if the shliach only heard the scratching of the quill on the parchment, that would be sufficient. The Brice is approved to Rav Ashi. The Brice says that even if the shliach is on a different floor than the sofer while the get is written, or even if he was walking in and out of the room, that's sufficient. Now, when they're on different floors, the only thing that the shliach could have heard is the scratching of the quill on the parchment. We see that's sufficient. In fact, when the Brice says that he was walking in and out, who is that referring to? It can't be referring to the shliach, because if it's enough for the shliach to be on a different floor than the seifer, for sure it's enough if he's walking in and out. But it says it must be referring to the seifer. The seifer is walking in and out. Why would we think that the seifer walking in and out would make the get puzzled? Mara says we would think that we should be concerned that the seifer went to the market and met someone there with the same name as the person who's writing the get, and therefore the person has the seifer to write a get for him as well. And the seifer then went back and gave the new person the get he had written for somebody else, the bride. So therefore, teachers, we don't have to be concerned for that.